Our gospel today, in our feast today, the Transfiguration, asks us a very simple but sometimes difficult question to answer. Why? Why does Jesus take three of his favorite, his closest disciples with him up this mountain, this high mountain, it says, and then give them this vision of himself, and they're allowed to see Moses and Elijah? Why does Jesus do this? Well, the answer, we can find the answer if we remember what time, what part of Jesus' life is the Transfiguration located. When does he do this? Well, Jesus, this is the third year of Jesus' ministry, and the gospel tells us that he turns his face toward Jerusalem and makes a final trek to go to Jerusalem. And what will happen there? He will suffer and die on the cross. He will rise, yes, but he will go through the suffering of the cross. This is the reason why Jesus came in the first place, that he might save us from our sins on the cross. So the Transfiguration happens right as the disciples get to Jerusalem. When they come down off of the mountain after seeing Jesus' transformation, this vision of his glory, they will go right into Holy Week, right into Jesus' passion and death, the most agonizing suffering and the most difficult part of their time as his disciples. Because the cross will challenge them who Jesus is. Jesus doesn't come in pomp and circumstance like a king. He doesn't ride in triumphant on a horse, but rather humbly on a donkey. He does not act like the emperor of Rome and come in with chariots and horses and armies, but rather he submits to the punishment that should have been ours. He submits to the cross and takes upon the sins of the world upon himself. And the disciples were not ready for this. So Jesus invites Peter, James, and John to the top of this mountain and shows them who he is. Now we might say, oh, he's showing them a vision of light and all these things. But it's much deeper than that. Jesus is showing them who he is really underneath. He is, as we say in the creed or we will say soon, truly man, yes. But he is also truly God, truly Lord of heaven and earth, the creator of the world. And in this brief time on top of this mountain, Jesus as if pulls back the veil, the curtain of his humanity, and shows them that he is God. And so, although most of his life, this glory has remained hidden, he shows it now as if to say to them, when I get to the cross, when I suffer, when I die, it is not the end. I am God. I am the Lord of life and death. I will rise again. Do not weep and take comfort. Take strength in who I am. I am God. That is why Jesus invites them up this mountain. That is why we celebrate the Transfiguration, to show us that this, as we'll hear in the Eucharistic prayer in a couple minutes, the scandal of the cross does not win. The confusion about why Jesus died is not the end of the story. He rises on the third day and wants to give each of us life in heaven. So one may ask, Father Michael, that's great, but what does this mean for me today? This happened 2,000 years ago. Well, if we all reflect on our own lives, we know that although Jesus experienced the cross and rose again, we experience the cross every day. Our resurrection has not yet come in its full form. We all suffer. We all bear some kind of cross. Some of us larger than others, but all of us real. All of us crosses that hurt, suffering that is indeed painful. And the Lord, in today's feast, is calling us to see through the eyes of faith, but also through miracles of faith, that he gives us grace and signs of his presence throughout our day. Actually, every moment of our day, if we but choose to see it. There may be little tiny graces that give us support, a kind word of a friend, the words of scripture, a billboard even, that might say, it's a sign that the Lord is saying to us, yes, I am here, and I am God. I will get you through this. We have maybe the greatest expression of it here in the Eucharist, where Jesus is veiled behind the appearance of bread and wine. I experienced this reality in a very profound way. Those ordinary graces that are always with us that we may not be able to see. This past week, I went with my family on vacation, and it was the first time that all of us kids, there's 10 of us in the family, 10 kids, so 12 people total. It's the first time in 6 years that all of us have been able to be together on vacation. And I was just struck by the great grace that is around me every time I'm with them. And the grace of family is something that I may at times, like many of us, a grace ever present that I may take advantage of or not see and appreciate. And yet, the gift of family, the gift of friends, the gift of a kind word, the gift of the Eucharist, these gifts we must appreciate. And we know that these are the graces that get us through the cross, the various crosses we all have. This is the message the Lord wants us to receive today. And I would offer one practical suggestion. In the tradition of the church, there, St. Ignatius of Loyola, who founded the Jesuits, talked about a practice called the daily examine, the daily examination of our day, where he said, at the end of the day, take a moment right before you go to bed and look back through the day. Trace your steps. Where have you been? Who have you interacted with? What has the Lord been saying to you? Now, often people say with this daily examine, we're supposed to look at our sins and repent for them. And yes, we're supposed to do that. We should look at our lives and reflect upon those ways in which we could be better. But really the purpose of the examine is to look at our day and see where the blessings of the Lord truly lie. If you will, where are God's fingerprints in your life? Was God's presence that friend who gave you a kind word? Was God's presence the inspiration to prayer that snapped you out of anger or frustration or embarrassment? Whatever it might be, taking time at the end of the day to reflect upon where God was that day is a way we can start seeing those little hidden graces that are always there and get us through the cross. Because, my friends, we know that this transfiguration of the Lord, when he shows himself in all his glory, is also a foreshadowing or a preview, if you will, of what will happen to us one day when we get to heaven. And taking time at the end of the day to reflect upon God's gifts and that in that way to receive them, that is one of the ways that the Lord will start this transformation now. That one day we will be told, as it is said in our gospel, yes, behold my beloved son, my beloved daughter. Come, enter your father's glory. This is our goal. And we see the beginnings of it in today's feast.